Radio Gdańsk English News.
Read by Martin Karen. The headlines this Saturday, November 12th, 2022. Poland celebrates Independence Day. Poland picks architects for new mega airport. And Poland's national stadium shut down due to structural problems. Good afternoon. Poles across the country and around the world celebrated the country's Independence Day yesterday. November 11th marked 104 years of independence, with patriotic ceremonies and celebrations taking place around the country. One of the biggest events was the annual Independence March held in the capital, Warsaw. Amid a heavy police presence, participants waved Polish flags as they marched through the streets of Warsaw to the grounds around the National Stadium for a concert of patriotic songs. Poland regained independence on November 11th, 1918, the day World War I ended after 123 years of partition by Russia, Austria and Prussia. The Polish government has hired two foreign companies, Foster Plus Partners and Buro Happold, to design the country's new air hub to be built near Warsaw by 2027. The contract, worth some €150 million, was signed on Thursday. Foster Plus Partners, a global firm of architects, engineers and urban designers, and Buro Happold, an international engineering consultancy, have committed to designing the mega airport's key facilities, including a passenger terminal, a railway station and a public transport interchange by the middle of 2023. The new Polish air hub will be located in the municipality of Baranów, 40 kilometres west of the capital Warsaw, and will integrate air, rail and road transport. The 3,000-hectare mega airport, with an initial capacity of 40 million passengers a year, is expected to be built by 2027. Poland's national football stadium in the capital, Warsaw, has been temporarily closed down after technicians found a serious flaw in the facility's roof. The decision to shut down Poland's prime football venue was announced on Friday morning. It came after a routine technical review of the stadium revealed a defect in its steel roofing. After consulting the venue's designers and experts, officials decided to suspend all activity at the stadium, from sporting events to conferences and tours of the facility, with immediate effect. Poland's football team was due to play Chile at the National Stadium on Wednesday, November 16th, in its last warm-up game before the 2022 World Cup, which starts in Qatar later this month. That game will now be moved to another venue. And finally, the National Maritime Museum in Gdańsk is holding an exhibition of memorabilia of Krystyna Chojnowska-Liskiewicz, the first woman to sail around the world alone and a resident of Gdańsk. Chojnowska-Liskiewicz managed the feat in 1978 in a boat built by her husband after nearly 2 years at sea and covering almost 29,000 nautical miles. The exhibition includes items from the voyage, including the yacht's log, as well as a collection of documents, medals and awards that the sailor received over the years.
The weather.
Today will be a cloudy day in a moderate breeze with temperatures of 13 degrees centigrade, that's 56 degrees Fahrenheit during the day, and 11 degrees overnight. Tomorrow will remain dull in a gentle breeze with temperatures of 11 degrees during the day and 7 degrees overnight. That was the Radio Gdańsk English News and Weather.